It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. There are new testing results from the coronavirus outbreak at the prison in Sterling. 238 inmates in one section of the prison have tested positive. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Now the director of the Department of Corrections is trying to figure out how to move forward, how to keep the infection on the east side, which is where the outbreak is, how to keep the guards safe. You know, this isn't just about the inmates, it's about the staffers. Corrections officials told me at the end of last week there were 125 guards out on quarantine.
Justice reporter Allison Sherry. Colorado's casinos are closed indefinitely as sports betting becomes legal on May 1st for the first time in Colorado. Gamblers will make wagers remotely. David Farahi is the chief operating officer at Monarch Casino in Blackhawk. He says to expect a muted rollout.
The challenge with sports betting launching on Friday is not even as much that the casinos are closed, because I think most betting would have come through mobile apps, but it's that there's no sports to bet on. And so without sports to bet on, what's the point?
Some casinos are offering bets on more obscure sports like sumo wrestling or Eastern European ping pong. Farahi says he's not optimistic about seeing a lot of betting until mainstream sports start back up. A major water project in southern Colorado, the long-awaited Arkansas Valley Conduit, has gained more traction. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
The conduit would channel water from Pueblo Reservoir to six counties in the lower Arkansas River Valley. It was first authorized in 1962, but the project has periodically stalled because of funding issues. Data from the state shows many drinking water systems in the region have naturally occurring radioactive contaminants. Sam Braverman is with the Bureau of Reclamation. He says this is the latest development to get the ball rolling on the pipeline.
We've started final design for the first 12-mile segment of pipe, which would stretch from a connection point east of Pueblo to Boone.
In February, Congress allocated $28 million for the conduit. An additional $8 million was requested in the president's budget for next year. The Colorado Water Conservation Board has also approved $100 million in funds that the legislature has yet to approve. For KRCC News, I'm Abigail Beckman.
Denver's Dragon Boat Festival is canceled because of COVID-19. The event at Sloan's Lake was scheduled for the end of July. It's been running for nearly 20 years, and organizers say they hope to bring it back next year.